Welcome back to Warrior Stadium at Warren Central High School. Warsaw and Warren Central play to a scoreless first quarter. Mason Smythe is going to punt for the first time in this game, for the fourth time this season. He was three punts last week, averaged about 35. Good snap back, and the kick is away. Shanklin gave a pretty good rush. Kick is away, and it's going to be grabbed at the Tiger 45, up the near sideline to the 40, and out of bounds to about the 35-yard line. So the first punt of the game for the Tigers. First down, Warren Central, 11:52 left to play here in the half in a scoreless game so far.
So with Warren Central starting at our 35, it's going to be imperative that we get some stops here and maybe hold them to a field goal. Very good field position for Warren Central.
The ball will rest right at the 35-yard line. Conference play begins next week. We'll be on the air for Warsaw Goshen at Fisher Field, beginning at about 6 o'clock on News Now Warsaw. Warren Central with the ball. They will start from the Tiger 35. Looking to break the ice. They had the ball in the red zone, but once again, the Tigers, tough.
I think we may have a weather delay.
Oh.
Or we're talking to both coaches.
There is a front moving this way. I thought we had more time than that, but it's when they see lightning.
Oh. It's our drone.
Well, the IHSA allows drones. It's ours. It's Tiger football.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
That's in the rules. Yep. I looked it up, so I don't know why they're not allowing that, but they're not. Rivers will hand off. Coming to the near side is Garnett. He'll be pushed out of bounds into the Tiger sideline at about the 28-yard line. So that's a gain of, well, actually, no, they're going to put it down right at the 29. So it'll be a gain of 6, second down to 4 coming up. Again, we're on the visitor's sideline. So the chains are right here. We have a little different perspective on how far people get. And they'll try Garnett up the middle this time. Slips a tackle, slips another. Gets inside the Tiger 25, down to the 22-yard line. That'll be a 7-yard gain for Kendall Garnett. And the senior from Westfield gets a first down for Warren Central.
Let's hope we can get a couple of those bend, don't break defensive stops like we did last week against Michigan City. That'd be crucial here.
Again, there's clouds building to the west of us. Andy's got the radar up. We think we've got some time. The drone is what they told them to back off the field. And they hand off to Garnett again. Sweeping to the right, turns upfield, 15 to the 10, cuts back the middle. He's in, touchdown. Touchdown, Warren Central, a 22-yard touchdown run for Kendall Garnett, his first rushing touchdown of the season. And it's 6-0, Warren Central.
Good run. The hole just opened. We just couldn't close that hole quick enough. And credit to Warren Central for getting on the board, scoring the first touchdown of the game.
Now the point after will be taken by Jeremy Ellery, who's a freshman, by the way. Oh, they're going to fake it and run for two. And the two-point conversion, no signal. No, the signal is that he made it. So a run for 2 points for Warren Central. They lead 8-0, 11-12 left to play in the first half. We come back after these words on News Now Warsaw. A 35-yard drive in 37 seconds. Warren Central takes the lead 8-0. It'll be Shanklin once again to kick off from our left to right, from west to east. The sun no longer a factor here. It's very cloudy to our west. Shanklin now gets ready, walks up to the ball, now jogs to it, kicks a low line drive kick, And flags are down, and one of the Warren Central players was offsides.
And that ball was headed out of bounds again. Quinton let it go that time, but the offsides is going to negate all that. So Warren Central kickoff from the 35.
So that'll back Shanklin up. Again, the Tigers host Goshen next Friday. All the conference games are 7 o'clock start, so we'll go on at 6 o'clock, starting with our news coverage, and then Tiger Insider at about 6:12. Tigers have two men deep. That's Reed on the far side and Wilson, who has an interception in this game, on the near side hash mark. Shanklin's in no hurry. He's taking his old sweet time. He's a dude. I like this guy. Shanklin sets his team ready, runs the ball, kicks it again. This will be Tucker Reed from the 14, 15, 20, 25, 30. He runs into the middle of a pile and doesn't come out. He got to the 32-yard line. It's a return of 18 yards. First down for Warsaw, trailing 8-0 here at Warren Central.
It'll be very interesting to see how we respond to a short drive that Warren Central had. And like you said, only lasting 37 seconds. Can we have one of those patented long sustained drives and get some points on the board?
Well, they had some help, obviously, with penalties. But they did move the ball. They did have some success in that first drive.
They did.
Sullivan in the offense from the far hash mark. First and 10 from their own 32. Down by 8. Wide side of the field is the left side of the formation. Sullivan going to keep it and turn up field. Ran into his own man and then stood up by two Warren Central players. And he'll be stopped after no gain. Second down and 10. And again, the defensive ends, Shanklin and Burris, are beginning to have a serious impact on the Tiger offense.
Well, Burris just blew that play up single-handedly. So that's kind of the things we were talking about in the pregame, is how can we neutralize, or to the best of our ability, neutralize those two defensive ends. And that was a situation there where he just stopped that play dead in its tracks.
Second down, the full 10 to get for the Tigers. 10:19 left to play in the half. Warren Central leads 8-0. Option play, and Sullivan's going to get hit from behind, and he'll go down back at the 31-yard line. That's going to be a loss of about 2 yards on the play. And again, Shanklin was all over it. And we have an injured Tiger down between the 35 and the 40-yard line.
Get a number on that?
Still working on it. I think I know who it is, but I can't be sure, and I will not say until I know for sure. It's a lineman.
Yep.
Say that.
Yep.
I know that much. Bart Curtis out there with the Warsaw training staff. That's an injured left leg. I'm looking out there at the Tiger huddle, trying to, by process of elimination, see who it was. Cannot still see. The player's head is pointed straight toward us here in the south side press box. And it's Boreen. Boreen is the injured player. He is up, walking off slowly but under his own power. The loss back to the 31 makes it, or to the 30-yard line makes it third down and 12.
And from there, you saw the dominant defensive line from Warren Central just drive our guys back 3-4 yards.
Tyler and Antunes Brito is into the game. And he'll be the center for the Tigers. Third down and 12. With 10 minutes left to play here in the first half. Tigers had their chance. They move the ball from their own 2 into Warren Central territory. But then a pass was intercepted and the drive stalled there. Third and long here, and this is not where Warsaw wants to be. Certainly not against this particular defense. And now they're lining up against Brito right at the line of scrimmage. And they'll hand off up the middle, and Duncan will get get about 2 yards to the 33, and it'll be fourth down, and the Tigers will have to punt again.
I swear I thought I saw the left-hand side of that defensive line jump, but I'm 100 yards away from the play, and the refs are...
It's entirely possible that they did, Andy, but the difference is if they don't jump across the line, then it doesn't matter. Yep. They can do that. Smythe about to punt it for the second time. The first one was about a 35-yard punt with a 10-yard return, set up the Warren Central touchdown. Good snap back. Smythe will get the kick away. It's a beautiful kick down the middle of the field. Hangs up there forever. It's grabbed at the 26. Gets around one man. Gets around a second, but that second man was able to get to him. That's Grady Nelson. Is that really Grady Nelson?
That was Grady Nelson.
Punt coverage?
That was
Grady. It is.
Yep.
Grady Nelson with punt coverage. Makes the tackle. Stops the returner at the Warren Central 29-yard line.
Grabbed him by his ankles and was like, you're not going to go any further. Just an athletic play by Grady there. So with the ball on the 29-yard line, it'll be very interesting to see if our defense can get up there and make some stops and try to get the ball back before halftime.
Remember, the Tigers had the opening kickoff. They touched it and then stepped out of bounds at the 2-yard line, got all the way inside the Warren Central 40 before the interception. Pitch sweep left. Garnett's going to get hit back behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll go down. Back at the 36-yard line. Haubegger was the first guy in there for the Tigers. Also, Matthew Flores Ortega was in there, too. That's a loss of two on the play. Second down, and 12 coming up for Warren Central. 8:20 left to play in the half. The Warriors lead the Tigers 8-0. Rivers takes the snap, hands off. Running left is James Clark. And Clark will get back near the original line of scrimmage. Give him the 2 yards back to the 29-yard line. And it'll be third down in the full 10 to get now for the Warriors. How about this one? Since we're in the mood for asking for things, how about an interception run back for a touchdown? That would be kind of cool right here.
That would be really cool. Let's see if our defense can bow up here, third and 10, third and 9.
Garnett runs on the field late. He'll be to the left of Rivers on third and 10. Rivers takes a snap, play action fake, blitz coming. They pick it up. Rivers will roll out of the pocket. Here comes a flag. It's going to be a hold, and it won't be a first down anyway. He got 9 yards to the 38-yard line, but there's going to be a holding call against Warren Central. And I would imagine Bart Curtis will take this and give them third and 19 as opposed to fourth and 1.
Oh, yeah. That was a pretty blatant hold. Grady Nelson was trying to get out of the block and tried to circle around, and that right tackle was having none of it.
That'll move the ball back to the 20. They had the flag at the 30. So it's third down now and 19 coming up for Warren Central. Clock stops for the adjudication of the penalty, and now it runs again. Rivers takes the snap, high handoff. Garnett ran into his own man, and then he ran into one, two, three Tiger defenders back inside the 19-yard line. Gabrich, Pohl, Dippin, all in on the stop, and Warren Central sends the punting unit out.
Great job by our defense there. Three and out, and let's see if what our offense can do when we get the ball back.
That penalty was a killer for Warren Central. They would have had fourth and one and could have gone for it. And now they send their all-everything guy, Shanklin, out there. He's the punter. Last week, Snyder rolled into his feet, knocked him over, and all of Warren Central held their breath. Low line drive kick. Going to bounce at the 48 of the Tigers and will stop at the 44. Great field position for Warsaw with 6:36 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw trailing 8-0. Well, maybe some momentum turning here.
Boy, if we can just even get on the board here, that would certainly turn momentum. And credit to our defense there, just coming up clutch and making some plays. Boy, that third down play from Warren Central, that exchange was very, very wobbly. That ball was almost out. Needless to say, they still had to punt, and we've got first and 10 on the 44-yard line and see if we can march 56 yards.
Well, for sure, Barkers wants to make sure that Warren Central doesn't get their hands on the ball and have a chance to score here before halftime. Sullivan under center, far hash mark at the 44. Option play, gives to Hoffert. Hoffert gets snowed under behind the line of scrimmage. Lost a yard back to the 43.
That defensive line is starting to have their will established on that line. Our offensive line started out really, really blasting off the line of scrimmage, but boy, the last couple of drives, they've really been putting us back.
Actually, they give him no gain. They said he made it back to the line of scrimmage. That is Sunday morning generous. Whew. He didn't get anywhere near the 44. We'll take it. Second down and 10. Everybody in tight. All 11 Warsaw players within 5 yards of each other. Pitch back. Evan Davis breaks a tackle. Ooh, gets the 45 and then gets his bell rung at the 46-yard line. He held on to the ball, gained 2 yards. It's third down and 8.
That's a big tackle there by Warren Central. See if we can't get a first down here. Keep this drive rolling.
Well, you'd like to do a little play-action pass to slow down that rush, but Selvin's
like
more
to.
Likely to get hit and knocked down with the ball.
Yeah.
Because their defensive line is so quick. Third down and 8. Clock still running. 5:15 left to play here in the first half. Warsaw trailing Warren Central 8-0. Sullivan looking left, looking right, and he's going to take timeout. Timeout, Warsaw. 5:06 left to play in the half. Warsaw's first timeout comes with that on the clock, and third and 8 on the way when we come back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, along with Austin Elder doing the stats, official statistician for Warsaw Tiger football. 5:06 left to go in the half. Warsaw trailing 8-0 has third down and 8 from their own 46-yard line. They need somebody to make a big play right here. Sullivan under center sends Brock in motion to the right, play action fake, throws a quick one over the middle. It's tipped in the air, and it is intercepted. Intercepted. They tried the quick hitter over the middle. It hit somebody, and it was picked off. And it's Warren Central ball at the Tiger 42.
It looked like it might have hit somebody's helmet or something and went straight up in the air. One of their defensive backs just grabbed it. And I credit our guy who tackled him because I thought that was going to be a pick six. And now Warren Central has the ball on our 42 with 5 minutes left in the first half. And let's see if we can stop them.
Well, let's pick off one of our passes, one of their passes. We did it once. We can do it again. Throw it at Tristan Wilson. He'll catch it. Back to throw, Rivers, looking, firing up the middle of the field, and he overthrew his man. Warsaw had it well covered. Strawn was back there. Vilma with safety help. Egoff was in the neighborhood, too. Pass intended on that far sideline for Hester. Second down and 10. I love that play call, by the way. After you get a turnover, go for the throw.
Yep.
Love it.
Yep.
From the far hash mark, wide side of the field is right. Rivers turns, hands off. This is Clark, and Clark will turn upfield. He'll get across the 40-yard line, down at the 39-yard line. Gain of 3, third down and 7 coming up for the Warriors. Number 4 in 6A, Warren Central, a school of 3,868. For perspective, if you added the Warsaw students with the Tippecanoe Valley students and the Triton students, Warren Central would still be bigger. Warsaw has a late change, running off the field. He gets off. Rivers takes the snap, rolling right, being chased from behind, throws it to the near sideline, got a man wide open. It's Hester. He stepped out of bounds at the 28-yard line. That's a gain of 11 yards and a first down for Warren Central. They convert.
And it's fortunate for Hester that he was out of bounds when he got hit because he fumbled the ball.
Oh, did he really?
He did. That ball came out. So it's fortunate that he was out of bounds already because he took a shot.
So Warren Central moves the chains. Fresh set of downs with 4:08 left to play here in the second quarter. Warren Central 8, Warsaw nothing. Tigers with 2 turnovers, 2 interceptions. Rolling left, Rivers being chased, looking, still rolling. It's all the way to the far sidelines and runs out of bounds. And where are they going to mark him at? They're going to mark him at the 38. No gain, no sack. Second down.
Good pressure there. Flores Ortega running him down, forcing him out of bounds.
Good to have Jaden Habegger back in the lineup for the Tigers. He's the backup long snapper. And with Boreen injured earlier, that would put number 33 on the snapping duties. Hand off to Clark. He runs into a man. He gets stood up. He's still going. But 3 more Tigers get there and stop him for no gain. Villema was second man in there. Flores Ortega and Schultz were first. Loss of 2 on the play. It's third down and 12.
Great chance to get off the field here, guys. Great chance.
Interesting that they're trying to run the football.
Right.
They've had really good success throwing it against the Tigers. 3.5 minutes left. Warren Central has 1 timeout left. Tigers have 2. Low snap. Back to throw, Rivers. Pump fakes, fires far side. Got a man wide open at the 20, at the 15-yard line. And it'll be another first down for Warren Central down at the 13-yard line. That's a 19-yard gain. And again, another converted third down against this Tiger defense, who last week only gave Michigan City 4 out of 10. 3:14 left to play here in the half. Timeout will be taken by the Tigers. 3:14 left. Warsaw trails Warren Central 8-0. Back after these messages on News Now Warsaw. Welcome back to Warrior Stadium on the east side of Indianapolis. 8-0 Warren Central leads the Tigers. 3:14 left, first half. Each team, well, Warsaw has, it says, 2 timeouts left. I thought they used one earlier. Maybe not. Scoreboard still says 2. Warren has 1. First and 10 for the Warriors from the Tiger 13-yard line. The whistle sounds. Play resumes. Back to throw, Rivers. Pump fakes. Throws to the far side, and it's incomplete. Looked like the turf monster got that guy at the 2-yard line because he was going for the ball, and he was all by himself, and he just, like, tripped over his own feet.
That happens. Those cleats can stick in the turf, and that's exactly right. That's exactly what happened. And credit to Cam Kaufman there. Another quarterback hurry in the backfield.
So it's second down and 10 from the 13. Ball on the far hash mark. That's the side closest to the Warren Central bench. And they're going with the Wildcat offense. And this is Williams. And Williams runs inside the 10-yard line. And he goes down at the 5-yard line. That's a gain of 8 yards. Wildcat offense is when the quarterback is out of the game and they put a running back in the backfield and put an extra lineman at the line of scrimmage. Third down and 2. And again, Williams takes it, runs up the middle, gets inside the 5, pushed the pile, and he's in. Touchdown. Touchdown, Warren Central. And with 2:58 left to play in the half, they go up 14-0.
That was another Wildcat, and he just kind of slunk his way into the end zone. And credit Warren Central there for an effective drive to put him up 14. That'll be interesting to see. They fake the extra point last touchdown. Now they have a little swinging gate action right here. And they'll come and line up here.
Will Shepard, I know, is listening. They just ran the Polecat coach. Ellery lines up for the extra point. Snap, spot, kick is low, and no good. No good, so it remains 14-0, Warren Central. 2:58 left to play in the half. We're back after this on News Now Warsaw. Shanklin will kick off from the 40, has this little routine. He's a flamboyant guy, right? So he puts his hands way out high and then turns to his team, walks very slowly, deliberately back to the 33-yard line, and now we'll punch it down the field. Bouncing, bouncing, near side, stays in bounds. Robbie Strawn from the 22, 25, 30, and just outside the 30-yard line. They'll mark him at the 31 with 2:53 left to play here in the half, and Warsaw trailing 14-0.
Yeah, Damian Shanklin, you can tell he's like, you know what they call a dude. He'll fit right in at LSU.
Yeah, he will.
Right in.
Yep. Yeah, he will. Unfortunately, I won't be able to root for him because he's playing for Brian Kelly's team now, and or he will be then.
Right.
And I'm not into rooting for Brian Kelly's team anymore. I used to. Not now.
I don't blame you.
From the 31-yard line in Tiger territory, first down and 10, Warsaw with two timeouts according to the scoreboard. And up the middle, .243 clock running first half. 14-0 Warren Central. Gain of one on the play. Second down and 9 coming up for the Tigers. As Andy said just a few minutes ago, Warren Central is set to get the kickoff of the third quarter. So Warsaw wants to make sure they run the rest of this time out. They will definitely need to get a first down if they're going to accomplish that. Better hurry. Play clock at 4. Now 3. Blitz coming. They pitch it back to Brock, and he's going to get hit way behind the line of scrimmage and throw for a loss back to the 28-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 3 yards. Set up 3rd down and 12.
Lightning.
I did see that. Yep. Did any of the officials see it?
Let's hope not. So, boy, that defensive line, oh, yep. My.
Yep, they're really good. 3rd down and 12 for the Tigers, trailing 14-0. And Sullivan in the offense facing 3rd and very long, and a timeout's going to be taken here. Timeout, Tigers, 1:22 left to play here in the first half. Warren Central leads Warsaw 14-0, back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Welcome back to Warrior Field. Warsaw with a counter play. It's Quentin Brock. He's got a first down and more. 40, 45, and pushed into the Warriors bench near midfield. It's a first down at the 50. That's a 22-yard gain for Quentin Brock and a first down for the Tigers, and allows them to, at worst, run out the clock. That's a play we haven't seen him run yet this season, Andy Maness.
Well, I was just going to say that the first time, at least tonight, they've busted that counter play out. And I think it took Warren Central by surprise because obviously typically we run the same, you know, the 3-4-5 plays off that flex bone formation.
Tigers trail 14-0, 1:15 left to play in the half. Warsaw heading toward the west end of Warrior Field. Back to throw. Sullivan, quick throw in the flat, incomplete. Sullivan had almost, what, maybe a second and a half to get rid of that ball. Warren Central's running 7 guys at the snap. They're running 7 guys as hard and fast to the line of scrimmage as they can. They're not disguising what they're going to do. Warsaw just hasn't figured out a way to get the ball in behind them. They thought they had a pass play down the middle to Grady Nelson. The ball hit a helmet, bounced, I don't know, 30 feet in the air, it felt like, and got intercepted. Second down and 10 from midfield with 1:11 left in the half. Sullivan runs the counter play. Tucker Reed looking to bounce to the outside. He gets away. Down cutback, 45. He's the 43 and stood up and thrown backwards. They'll give him credit to the 42-yard line. That's a gain of 8 yards for Reed. And here's the first official carry of the season. And he showed you what he could do right there. It is 3rd down and 2 coming up for the Tigers with the clock running and 48 seconds left to play here in the half. Warsaw trailing 14-0. Duncan's in the backfield behind Drew Sullivan. And they will run up the middle, and Sullivan had the ball ripped out of his hands, and it's taken away. Warren Central comes out of there with it, and they've got it. Sullivan ran into a defender, then his own man, and the ball squirted out of his hands. And Warsaw has their third turnover of the night. It comes with 25 seconds left to play here in the half.
And that goes back to the defensive line, just the pressure, the constant pressure that they're putting on our offense. That leads to turnovers, and that's what you just saw right there. You got 25 seconds to see if we can hold them.
So Tiger ball, or Tigers give up the ball. 25 seconds left to play in the half. Tigers trailing 14-0. That's plenty of time for Warren Central. They just need one play. Back to throw Rivers. Plenty of time. Pressure comes now. Steps up in the pocket. Grab. Throws it incomplete. Throws it incomplete. He couldn't step into the throw because Grady Nelson had a hold of his ankles. It's second down and 10.
Good penetration there from our defensive line. Grady getting in there and causing that throw to be errant.
18 seconds left. Warren Central has, well, the scoreboard now says they have two timeouts left. That can't be right because they took two in the first quarter. One because they had jumped off sides. Are they taking a knee? No way.
Yep.
And Rivers still hasn't gone to a knee. Somebody rushed in there. Finally, he takes a knee. And they're going to give up and go to halftime. Interesting.
Yep.
Halftime here at Warrior Stadium. It's 14-0 in favor of Warren Central over Warsaw. We'll come back. By the way, that goes as a loss of 4 yards on that play for Austin for stat purposes. Tigers will run to the east end of the field where their locker room is at. The Warriors will run the other direction. And we've come to halftime with Warsaw trailing in the game 14-0 to Warren Central. We'll come back with the first half scoring, kind of help you recap this game and what you missed after this on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here on the east side of Indianapolis. Warren Central 14, Warsaw nothing. Tigers took the opening kickoff and a mistake. They touched the ball and then they stepped out of bounds with the ball at the 2-yard line. So you're coming down here against the number 4 team in 6A and have a blunder right off the bat, not a good way to start. However, thanks to a personal foul face mask penalty and four offside penalties, it was Warsaw moving all the way across the 50-yard line, and Warsaw had a first down inside the 40-yard line of Warren Central. They threw a pass on third down. That was a beautifully thrown ball, but we saw the speed of Warren Central because a guy who seemed to be wide open wasn't wide open. A diving interception by Keith Jackson gave Warren Central the football for the first time. They went down the field. They got the ball inside the Tiger 20-yard line and tried to throw a pass deep over the middle, and Tristan Wilson picked it off. So the Tigers got it back, couldn't do anything with it. They gained 0 yards in 3 plays, had to punt. That punt was returned to the Tiger 35. 37 seconds later, 35 yards later, it was a touchdown run for Kendall Garnett, his first rushing touchdown of the season, and that as second of the season, to second of the night. That put Warren Central in the lead 14-0. By the way, lots of lightning to the north of us. We're on the south side looking north, and there was heavy lightning to the north of us. But I think that we're continuing on because I don't think anybody thinks that lightning is close enough to be a problem here, nor is it going to be a problem here. That stuff is all moving to the east and north. So we're going to continue going as long as we can. So that's the scoring in the first half. Warren Central went for two the first time. Marcus Bell ran it in. The second time they tried an extra point, and it barely made it across the line of scrimmage. It was not a very good kick. So we stand at 14-0, Warren Central with the lead. News when we come back. We'll have scores from other games and first half stats. All ahead next, here with Warren Central leading 14-0 over Warsaw. Back after these words on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Warren Central. Warren Central 14, Warsaw nothing. Let's go through some of the scores from other games. The game on 107-3, again, most of these games started after we did because, even though we started at 7:30, because of storms. And again, lightning is off to our north, but we believe that's moving east. And so far, nobody's made any move to try to stop the game, delay it, send people to their vehicles, whatever. So we think that we're going to continue on unabated. Scores from other games, Rochester 12, Tippecanoe Valley 7. In the second, Bremen 7 and Triton nothing. Also in the second, Concord 21, Jimtown 13. And New Prairie leads Goshen in the first, 7-0. Now, what happened? Well, something happened, and we lost power at the radio station and at the transmitter. So we were unable to get anything on the air for a while. The Cubs we were able to do directly from the Cubs network to the satellite. So that's why we could do that and not the game. There was no power into the console, the board, that Steve runs to be able to get us on the air. So that's how we got to where we were. There's nothing anybody could do about it. We apologize for it. The whole game, the whole time we were off the air, we kept recording as if we were on the air. So the whole game will be on tomorrow morning, starting before Tiger Talk, definitely after Tiger Talk, and you'll be able to listen to that anytime you want. 14-0, Warren Central with a lead. We'll come back with the first half stats next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime here at Warren Central, 14-0, Warren Central with the lead. Time for the first half stats. They're brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Warren Central had 8 first downs in the first half, 14 rushing attempts for 68 yards. They were 5 of 10 passing for 54 yards for a total of 24 plays and 122 yards. Warsaw had 5 first downs, 22 rushes for 51 yards. They were 0 of 3 passing with 2 interceptions, so they had 25 plays and 51 total yards. 3 turnovers, they lost a fumble, and had 2 interceptions. So 3 turnovers. Warsaw was penalized 1 time for 10 yards and had two punts in the first half, while Warren Central had 7 penalties for 50 yards in the first half, and they punted once. Warsaw trails 14-0. Those are the halftime stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. We start the third after this 2-minute break on News Now Warsaw.